What's going on, gang? Welcome to the brand new Tuesday episode. Uh-oh, first week as a Tuesday. What's shaking, guys? As you probably already know, the episodes now come out on Tuesdays and Fridays. The first Friday Patreon episode came out last week. I actually made it free just so you guys could all listen to it in case you haven't joined the Patreon yet. There's like so many fucking bonus episodes out there already with a ton of special guests. So if you're not a part of the Patreon, I gotta fucking question your judgment, all right? I gotta just pull you aside and go, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're out of the Patreon? What's happening with you, you know? So get over there. It's $5 a month. It's a quarter of the price of a Starbucks cup of coffee. And, you know, you can be a part of the fucking gang and support the show. So go do that. Wanted to give a quick shout out to the review of the week on iTunes. It's called Second Time's the Charm. And it said, when I originally listened, I vowed to never return because I thought Lev was arrogant and a little bit misogynistic. She goes, but I came back purely out of boredom and haven't stopped listening since. Lev gives honest and real dating and life advice, which is refreshing and also enlightening from a male's perspective. He seems like a good guy underneath his thirstiness, and this podcast is a great mix of being refined, but also a little frisky. Keep it up, Lev. I gotta say, I think you know me. You know, that feels like a pretty deep analysis of who and what I am, and I appreciate that. That made me feel real cute. And I always love when people are like, hey, look, I hated you at first, you know? Because that means if you won them over later, it's really worth something. If you win somebody over, you know what I mean? Like, if you just initially love somebody and you guys just hit it off right away, that's one thing. That's easy. You don't have to overcome any obstacles up top. But if you have to get over the, you know, the harsh parts of somebody's true personality, and then you're like, nah, but I love that guy. You know what I mean? He's not for everybody, but I, you know, that to me means something. So I appreciate that. As always, if you're enjoying the episode, take a fucking screenshot, post it online, throw it on your social media, give it a shout out. Let's keep growing the pod, folks. We got some big things cooking up that I'm excited to tell you about. But yeah, share it, leave a 5-star rating on iTunes, you know, join the Patreon, call your mom, do everything you got to do. You know what I mean? Got a lot to talk about on this week's episode. Got a lot in my notes. You know, you want to talk about deep. Let's talk about, or you want to talk about male insight. Let me give you a male insight right now. Let me tell you something. Lately, I've been thinking about how insanely, like a man's brain on a very primitive level is so dumb. You know what I mean? Like, we're so good at so many things. But with certain things, when it comes to, like, love, when it comes to women, we can really be so fucking stupid, you know? I mean, you can think about it this way. Like, the same 7 stories are being told in, like, every movie, in every rom-com when it comes to men and women. It's either like, oh, dude is like a fucking Serbian king or something, and he cheats. He's like a piece of shit. He keeps cheating. He keeps fucking people. There's that, you know? Think Robert Baratheon, Game of Thrones. That's pretty much it. That's the only story. We all cheat, and no, but you know what I mean? It's like the same stuff, but I realize men instinctively, like when it comes down to our primal wiring, I think one flaw that we have in our brains is we kind of look at women as like possessions. You know what I mean? Like that's how arrogant we are, is that we look at women like if a girl's dating us, right, or we're in a relationship with a girl, we look at it like she's mine. And I think a part of it is that, like, protective, you know what I mean? Like, it's that caveman brain of, like, oh, there's other big men around, and they're probably going to want my chick. So I got to, like, be protective, you know? I got to carry this gigantic wooden club on me at all time. And I'm not talking about my dick, you know? But it's like that, like, she's, you know, I protect her. This is my chick. She belongs to me. No one else can have her. That's like deeply ingrained, I think, in the male psyche, right? And here's what happens as a result. I'm on a dance floor the other night, you know, and I'm with a gal, and she's a really good-looking girl. But here's the thing. As soon as another guy looked at her, right? Like, okay, I'll put it this way. We were just having, like, an okay time. It was fine. We were just dancing around, whatever. You know, like, 70% of the time when you're on a dance floor and it's just like this fucking guy behind me keeps bumping into me somehow, and he's only 5'3". Like, how does that keep, you know what I mean? How does that keep happening? It's fucking hot down here. The drinks are $25. Do I even want to drink anymore? Like, I don't even mean tonight. Just as, like, a person. Like, you're having all these thoughts. You're not in the zone. You know what I mean? You're just not having fun. You'd rather be outside getting a fucking fresh air or on a couch with your homies talking shit, you know? That's what you'd rather be doing. But no, you're on the dance floor. This happens to a lot of people. Every Saturday night, you're not in that mindset. If you're ever sober while, like, people are drinking and you're around people that are drinking, it's, like, the fucking worst. You just get mad at everything. Everybody's sloppiness.
Did I just fall through that wall? Oh, my God. I totally just fell through your wall. Somebody's going to fix that. Like, that, everything just pisses you off so much more, you know?
But anyways, I'm on the dance floor with this girl, you know? And all of a sudden, I see this dude, like, and I see his, like, drunken, not drunken, but, like, tipsy face, you know? When people are tipsy or drunk, you see every thought they have on their face. Especially if it's on, like, a dance floor or something. Like, just watch men next time you're, like, at a bar or some shit and it's late and people have been drinking. It like, you could just see their reactions to everything. There's no hiding it. There's no poker face anymore after midnight. You know what I mean? If a guy sees a hot chick, his face immediately goes like, Like, he does a stupid look, you know? So anyways, this guy does this to the girl I'm with. And, like, he doesn't know I'm with her. So, you know, it is what it is. It's fine. But, He shoots one of those looks like, oh, fuck, like, I want to talk to this girl. And then immediately, before I even had any thoughts, before anything, my chest puffed up. My fucking chest puffed. Do you understand? It got puffed. We fucking puffed up. My shoulders came up a bit, you know? And all of a sudden, I just got angry. Not, like, angry, but just, like, that fucking caveman in me was, like, get ready to get territorial. Isn't that fucking nuts? And another stupid thing about the male brain is just, like, how much we care about what other men think about our woman. We care so much. Like, for example, if you're talking to, like, a good guy friend of yours and you ask him, like, hey, my girl's hot, right? And he goes, she's all right. It's probably over right there. That's probably the moment the relationship ended. Isn't that fucking nuts? I'm dropping some harsh truths here, folks. I'm really giving you the deep insights that no one's going to give you. So you better be sharing, all right? You better be fucking tweeting. You better be Insta-storying. You better be spreading the word. Send this episode to a few of your gals. But we care so much about what other men think about what we have. And I'm not saying this is good. I'm saying these are flaws in the male brain, you know? And for example, if you're, like, walking with a girl, you see another guy check out your girl, that just added 3 months to your relationship. You could be having the worst time, the worst relationship possible. You just booked another 3 months, brother. That's what you did. You know, it's just like, we're so competitive, we're so territorial, and we care what other men think. It's almost like we care more, like, in hindsight, it's like we care more about what men think about our girl than what we do. You know? It's just, and you get these little poison seeds get planted. If somebody's like, yeah, your girl does that, you know, and it's just kind of like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But that's how, like, susceptible we are to impressions of people. It's like, and look, if your relationship is on the rocks and you're a chick and you want to keep your man, take him someplace where other men are going to look at you and check you out. And believe me, you just added some time to your relationship. That's the tip of the week. Also, I heard this really interesting thing this morning where I was listening to this guy, Jordan Peterson, and he's like a semi-controversial figure. He said some things about pronouns a few years ago that got him in a little hot water. But here's the thing. Listening to somebody or liking somebody doesn't mean that you approve of every single thing they've ever said. I don't know what it is with people where they think, like, if you like somebody, it means you totally agree with everything they've said. That's fucking insane. I mean, like, you listen to my podcast. I doubt you agree with 100% of what I fucking say, you know? And you shouldn't. That's not how life works. You know what I mean? It's like, life is so complicated. There's so much gray area. And, like, people are, you like that guy, but he said this mean thing 5 years ago. It's like, yeah, okay, if I look at what the shit you've said in the last 48 hours, I'm sure I'd find something that was probably not that nice. You know, I'm sure you have an opinion or two that can be fucking, you know, considered disrespectful or misconstrued to somebody. We all do. So that's why it's like so crazy to me that we do the fucking, you know, we go online. We try. This guy's a piece of shit. He said this about the Penguins. And I don't think it should work. Like, it's kind of nuts that we do that. I mean, listen, if you're a piece of shit and you're hurting people, that's one thing. You know, let's get that out of the way. But if it's like, you know, this guy has an opinion on this and now we shouldn't be allowed to have it work ever, I don't know. I don't know about that one, folks. But anyways, this guy, Jordan Peterson, right? He says a lot of things that I really like about, like, picking partners and having discipline in your life, shit like that. He's the reason I started making my fucking bed every day. And I got to tell you, I suggest you do the same. You wake up in the morning, you make your fucking bed, you open your curtains. You know, I know a lot of women don't have curtains. I don't know why. You guys like just constant light coming into the apartment. I get it. I like light too, but not when I'm sleeping, you know? Not when I'm fucking asleep. But he said this thing where he was talking about, like, how to handle your relationship or, like, arguments in your relationship and things not happening the way they happen. And he was like, for example, let's say you want or you're upset with your wife because she, like, never greets you at the door or, like, never, like, makes you feel good when you come home, like, from work or something like that, right? This is just, like, one example he picked. He's like, you can't come home and go, you're stupid. Like, you've been stupid. You never greet me at the door. He's like, you can't do that. He's like, the thing that you do is first you say to them, hey, I don't feel confident when I come home after a long day, and I would love for you to help me with that. And he's like, so please, when you come home, just take a second, come to the door when I come home and just say hello to me and just greet me. And he's like, and at first, and he's like, and every time she does it, be rewarding. You know what I mean? And he kind of got out of the way. He's like, I know it sounds like I'm, like, fucking training a dog here, but I'm not, because it goes both ways. You should teach her how to train you as well for the things that she wants you to do. So he's like, and every time she does the thing you want her to do, reward her. People love attention. People love rewards. That's what he's saying, right? So he's like, and for the first 2 weeks, she's going to do it begrudgingly, and she's not going to be good at it. And you have to let her do that. Just let her do that. Let her do that compromise and keep rewarding her for it. And then eventually she will like doing it and you'll be rewarding her. And then, you know, and now you conquered a hurdle of a thing you wanted her to do. So he's like, when you have a partner, you know, man or woman, whatever, you kind of have to train them into doing the things you want to do through positive reinforcement, which is like so fucking interesting to me, because I think so many of us will quickly jump to, no, like, oh, she doesn't do this. I hate that. Like, I've had so many conversations like that. Just, like, to my friends, like, man, I really hate that she does this. Or I don't like that she does this. You know, these little things. And I never even talk to the person about it. I never even mention it until we're, like, breaking up. And I'm like, yeah, here's just another reason I think we're incompatible. How insane is that? You know, I'm realizing this as I say it. Is like, I'm like, oh, I don't like that this person does this. And instead of speaking to them about it, I just, like, put it in the backlog of, here's another reason why this won't work. You know, that's not a good way to go about it. So when I heard him saying that and being like, listen, like, if there's something you don't like, figure out a positive way to train through it together. You know, I know, I know train sounds like we're talking about German shepherds here, but we're not. All right. This is just the way that people respond to things. So it's like, that really fucking struck a nerve with me. And I realized there's kind of no reason. And I'm never a guy that's like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, I'm not a yeller. I'm not, you know, I'm not a name caller. I will say, honestly, if I had to suck my own dick for a second here, one of the things I do very well is I'm almost never a name caller. Usually I'm the one being name called and I just kind of take it to the face and I go, yeah, all right. Yep. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a name caller back, you know? I learned that lesson one time. You know how I learned that? Is when I was a kid, my mom, like, pissed me off when I was a kid, and I said to her, I fucking hate you, you know? Every white teenager has the big, I fucking hate you, mom. That's what I said. And it really, really upset my mom. No, I think I even said, I wish you were dead. I think that's what I said. Probably both. You know, because when you're a kid, you always want to make it sting. You want to fucking go in hard. And I said that to my mom, and she got really upset, and she wouldn't talk to me. And I, like, she didn't talk to me for like 3-4 days, you know? And I told, and my dad was like, you can't, there's like, your mom is really upset. And I was like, well, I apologized. You know, she didn't get over it. He's like, yeah, well, sometimes a small apology is not enough. He's like, you have to be really careful about that when you're upset, the mean things you're going to say to somebody. You know, he's like, you can't say shit like that because it hurts. You fucking stupid, dumb Jew. I can't believe you came out of my balls. That's what he said. No, he didn't say the last part. But after that, I never said I hate you. I never said anything like that to my mom. I don't even know if I've ever said something like that to another person. Like, since then. Of like, I fucking hate you. Because there's no reason to. You know? Even if you do really hate somebody, you should just leave it. Just leave it to yourself. Leave it in your chest. And how often do you really hate somebody? You know? Is it going to make it better for you to say it out loud? Or is it going to be better to just fucking, you know, put it in the back of your head and just Michael Corleone it, you know? Just be like, okay, I now know my enemy. I will now do everything in life to succeed past this enemy. You know what I mean? I got to say, I mean, if I'm such a petty guy. If it wasn't for spite, probably would have never gotten anything done in my life. You know what I mean? Retweet if you agree, sis. But yeah, I just thought that was a really interesting thing I heard. From Jordan Peterson. So, and don't fucking, you know, blow, but he said the turtles are gay. Don't fucking, you know, shoot me that email because I don't need it. But speaking of which, if you have an email, send it to yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. We're going to be doing more advice episodes. Going to be jumping into your problems, folks, hoping we can get through them, you know. Also, can Hillary Clinton just shut the fuck up? You know what I mean? Like, how many more times does she just need to pop back up into my fucking Twitter feed? Like, the way I see it, there's nothing more to be gained by Hillary Clinton being around. Not around, like, alive, but just, like, in our fucking news cycle. You know what I mean? Her husband is on fucking jets with pedophiles. He's a certified creep. He's been accused of, like, serious fucking sexual assaults. He's a piece of shit. I guarantee that they're not a real relationship. They've never I don't think Bill and Hillary ever even had sex. I think they truly, at like 22 years old, agreed, hi, I would like to take over the world. Here's how I think I'm going to do it. Do you want to be a part of it? We can present a front. I'll make sure you get yours. I'll become president. You'll become president. Everything will be taken care of. You know? We'll sacrifice people. That's I'm 99% confident that's what's happened. And if I, for some reason, go out or something happens to me, it was Hillary fucking Clinton, okay? I'm just going to tell you that right now. I did vote for her. I did vote for her, okay? But no more. No mas. You know, it's funny how, like, even all of us that voted for her are, like, pretty fucking disgusted with her at this point. They're just such disgusting people. The Clintons, man. I can't fuck with it. I watched a Howard Stern interview she did, though. That was pretty great. She came off so likable. I couldn't believe it. You know? Really great interview. But, man, the Clintons got a lot of blood on their hands. I'll tell you that. But anyways, she just, like, every week, she just pops up with something. Nobody likes Bernie. It's like, imagine being Hillary Clinton and talking about how likable other people are. That is fucking nuts. She got outvoted. More women voted for Trump than for Hillary, I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure. You know? Jesus, I mean, that lady, she just, every week she just pops up with some new shit. Wow, Elizabeth Warren's a lesbian. Shut the fuck up, Hillary. How about that? How about you just stop talking for a goddamn 2 years? Just take 2 years off. You know what I mean? What does she even do now? Does she have a job? Is she even employed? You know, and I just got to pop back up. Oh, here's a new book. You know, just enough of her. But yeah, I don't know how we went from all that to Hillary Clinton. But another thing, I watched the, I don't know if you guys have seen this. There's like a big Netflix documentary called Bikram about this fucking guy. Have you guys seen this? It's like this dude was like touted himself as like the creator of hot yoga, you know, Bikram yoga. And he turned out to be like this total creep, just complete creep, like took advantage of his students, all kinds of shit. Ran basically like this Ponzi scheme where every single one of his students would have to pay him like fucking 10 grand just to like start learning the shit, you know. Said he invented all of it, whatever. He like ripped it all off from his master, said it was his own. But here's the, you know what it is with that guy? It's like people are like, we would have never expected that this guy. Look, Google one picture of this guy. Look, literally Google the word Bikram. Just look at three photos of this guy. And then just think about people going, I'd have never expected this guy to be a little creepy. It's like, no, not the guy who's walking around in not less than a thong all day. You know, he masterminded. Think about what hot yoga is. Think about this. How do we get a room so hot, mostly women, that it's so fucking hot in there that you just got to take everything off? You know what I mean? Like, it hurts to leave your bra on. How do we get them to there? And then how do we create as much physical contact as possible? Right? So, yeah, this guy ends up being a total fucking creep. And they're like, who would have seen it come? It's like, fucking everybody. How about you Google one picture of that fucking guy, you know? But, yeah, it's honestly a very entertaining watch. You should watch an hour and a half. And I hope it doesn't sound like I'm victim blaming or some shit. But, you know, it is interesting that a lot of people, like, he was actually like a very helpful yoga teacher to a lot of these people. And what's interesting is so many people who are like really great at something, like truly great at something, like that are like top, you know, fucking performers of something or top athletes, a lot of them do really fucked up shit. I almost think it's like some kind of weird side effect of being really great at something where you then think like, oh, I can just do anything. You know what I mean? It's just such a, it's like all your favorite artists, every fucking person you've ever admired, they've all done some fucked up shit. And is it just that they have, or is it just kind of everybody? You know? It's interesting. Kind of brings me to the Kobe thing. Like, first of all, rest in fucking peace to Kobe Bryant and his family, man. I really, thoughts out to his family. That's just fucking terrible, man. That is a huge... Anytime a loving father, and especially one of his children, are taken away, that is brutal. And that is, you know, that deserves its own silence and its own respect. But, you know, that guy also had a pretty complicated past. He had an incident when, you know, and it's like, how do you go about talking about those things? You know what I mean? Is there, because I see people getting in trouble on Twitter for certain things they're saying. I see a lot of people mourning them, and I think that's totally, you should, you know? It's like, at the same time, though, is there a way, how do you talk about somebody, how do you mourn somebody who had, like, an incident, like an assault or something in their life? And the reason I ask this question is because I think the answer is, it's okay to, it's one of those answers where you can just go, I don't know. You know what I mean? I think that's what needs to come back, truly. I think that what is going to bring people together and what's going to fucking let everybody relax a little bit and how hectic this climate is just being able to go, I don't know. There's certain answers that I don't have. That's something that I think people need to be okay with saying. Because right now we live in a climate where everybody knows everything and we're going to tell you exactly what we feel and it's our opinion and it's not changing and this is how it is. And everybody's doing that and it's not fucking good. You know, there we need to bring back I don't know. So that's the only reason I ask. But rest in peace to him and my condolences to his family. That fucking sucks. Yeah. Sorry to bum everybody out, you know. But let's jump into let's do a quick fan email. As always, if you have an email, send it to yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. Send that bad boy in. You know, this is the last, the newest email we got. It says, "Help, I'm fantasizing about a thruple." Okay. "Hi, Lev. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 5 years. Jesus Christ. And his best friend has been around since the beginning." Uh-oh. Fantasizing about a thruple. Best friend's been around since the start. Okay. "I've always liked him the best out of my boyfriend's friends, and we always joke about how he's going to officiate our wedding, so I've always viewed him fondly. However, recently I've started to wonder if I care about him more than as a friend of my boyfriend. I've started fantasizing about him, and when we all hang out, and last night I even had a dream that I made out with him. I told my boyfriend that I had a dream about making out with someone when we woke up, but I made it weird because on some level it wasn't a random dream. First of all, I think that's a big mistake, telling your partner about your dreams of making out with other people. But he even didn't believe me when I finally told him it was about his friend, because we normally view that friend as the one that cannot get a girl. We're always trying to set him up, so now I wonder if we should set him up with us. The part that makes this all so confusing is that I have no desire to leave my boyfriend for his friend." Yeah, that's fine. Just because you want to fuck somebody else or you want to see what another guy's dick looks like doesn't mean that you want to leave your dude, you know? "He feels more like an extension of us already because of how long we've both known him. I'm willing to bet there's definitely some sexual tension between the two of you. What I really keep thinking about is my boyfriend giving me permission to explore things with his friend, almost like a temporary thruple situation. My boyfriend and I are solid, but we're also not super kinky. And when we have discussed threesomes before, he says he doesn't like the idea of me with someone else. For some reason, I feel like this could be different because of how close we all are. Am I crazy to think inviting his friend to join could be a casual idea? Does it, being his best friend, make proposing a threesome worse? Should I just keep this to myself and enjoy the fantasy from a distance? For reference, they are 22 and I'm 21. His friend is a virgin and I have only ever been with my boyfriend. Thanks, Lev. Love the podcast." So check this out. This email would have been very different, would have gotten a very different answer right up until that last point. "For reference, they're 22, I'm 21. His friend's a virgin. I've only been with my boyfriend." Those fucking four sentences change literally everything. You know, that's like if we watch all of the Titanic and right at the end, they're like, "Oh, and Jack lived, you know, he swam away and he opened up a soap company." That's like how much of a difference those sentences made. Because check this out. The idea of everything you pitched up top is so fucking hot. You know, it's a great fantasy. This dude has always been around. You know what I mean? He's a virgin. He's a sweet guy. He's always there. You know, there's already that chemistry. You see him as an extension of you guys, which I think is a fucking, yeah, I think you got to make that mental separation there. He's not an extension of you guys. It's you guys. And then there's his best friend, you know? And another thing you got to understand is if shit ever hits the bricks, you know, if this ever ends, it's going to be them too, and then it's going to be you. Any male best friend, if he fucking doesn't end up siding with his homie, you know, I think it's, listen, if you're best friends with a guy, and then that guy, no matter how much you like his girlfriend, if they break up, you don't fucking keep in touch, okay? You just don't. You know what I mean? Like, I think anybody who does on either gender, some shit like that, you can't have them around. They don't get it. That's not going to be a friend. They're not going to have your ass at fucking 5 in the morning when you need something done, you know? They're not going to have your back. So let's just get that out of the way. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. At 20, you have only been with one dude. You've been with this guy. So what that means is you're genuinely going to be, you're going to be fucking curious about other people. You're going to want to fuck other people. Like, imagine if you're 80 and you only have fucked your boyfriend by then. You're going to kind of feel like like there's some merit to that, you know, but you're going to kind of feel curious in your heart and feel like you kind of wasted a lot of time. You know what I mean? So that's the tricky thing. When you get into a relationship as young as you are, even if, like, especially if it's good, it's almost kind of a worse thing, because then it's like, oh, fuck, there's so many things I'm not going to experience now. But what I'll tell you is this. I find it very hard, truthfully, to believe that any 22 and 21-year-old couple would be able to healthily manage a thing like this. I know you're mature for your age. We all are, all right? But I'm telling you, this kind of shit just never works with people this young. It doesn't. I get it. It's a fucking hot idea. But your dude has already said he doesn't like you, the thought of you with someone else. And I promise you, you end up fucking another guy, it's going to be a problem for him. He's not going to handle it well. All right? Especially if it's the best friend that he's always going to see, that he's always around. It's his boy. You know, that's going to be the last person that he constantly wants to spend his time with is a guy that's also fucking his girlfriend, unless he's like really into that. So what I think here is, like, unless you're willing to accept that this could be the end of the relationship and it'll never recover, I would just kind of put this one to bed. I really would. I just don't see any scenario, as hot as it sounds even, of like, if you guys had this fucking, you know, this setup where these two guys, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks, the two of them just take turns, you know, railing you out. One's in front of you, one's behind you. You're having a fucking great time. You know? If even at that, I just find a hard way to imagine that ever working, given the context here. You know, you guys are both fucking 30, 28. You've been through a few relationships. You live some life. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't a best friend. It was just, oh, yeah, let's bring Chad over. He's fucking, you know, he's a hot guy. He's a fucking idiot, but he's hot. You know, we'll both tag you up. That's different. But you don't want it to be with somebody who's close and somebody who's like in the fucking crew like that. Because it's going to create problems with his friendship. It's going to create problems with you guys. You know? So my advice is, don't fucking do it. But, you know, wouldn't it be awesome to just live in a world where everybody was just like that fucking sexually fun, though? Just all these, like, threesome couples. All this shit. You know what I mean? How fun would that be? It'd be nice. It'd be nice if we were all that sexually explorative. One thing I did recently that was sexually exploratory, I remember, like, this girl got on top of me the other night. Raw. We've been hooking up. Great girl. Nice girl. I never have raw sex. Maybe once or twice a year. Just gets on me. It just as she's, we're in the middle of a conversation. In a deep conversation. She asked me, like, do I believe in God? Out of nowhere. And we just kind of had a really nice long talk. And I said to her, I was like, if we're going to have like a talk, like, you might as well just ride me while we do it. So she literally just got up, straddled me, sat on my dick. And we literally just slowly glided, you know, while talking for like an hour. Just like, yeah, you know, talking about faith, talking about religion. You know, really got a deep dive in the conversation. You know, not so deep in the puss, but what are you going to do? But yeah, I think for couples out there, if you're seeing somebody, try to find ways to incorporate sex more into the little shit you do while you're watching movies, while you're fucking talking, while you're just laying around. I'm telling you, it makes everybody a lot happier. So that's the episode of the week, folks. Send in your emails, share the fucking episode. I feel pretty goddamn good about this one, all right? I feel like we dropped a couple gems. So do what you got to do, and I hope you guys have a fucking great week. Let's get some shit done this week. I'm about to get back in the boxing gym. I was out with a fucking bruised rib, took a pretty hard hit. So I'm going to be doubling up the amount of time I'm training. I really want to go hard, You know what I mean? We only got one life, folks. Only one life, so we got to get shit done. We got to do the shit that we want to do. So that's what's going to happen. And I fucking love you guys. Leave a 5-star rating on iTunes. Join the Patreon family. Write in and have a fucking great week. I'll see you guys on the Friday episode. We'll dive in, babe. I'm going to bring a guest. So I'll see you guys on Friday. Cheers. Love you.